transcribed.
The Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Arnold Wilcox. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Tuttle, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Health, wealth, and happiness. That's our wish for you for 1952. And you can do a lot to make part of that wish come true. You can help keep your family well and happy by seeing that they get lots of good whole milk each day. And no milk you can buy is better than Pet evaporated milk. No milk makes it easier to give your family this needed protective food in such a variety of delicious ways. You see, just one pint of Pet milk supplies the same nourishing milk substances that you get in a quart of bottled milk. Because Pet milk is good, sweet country milk with more than half the water taken out by evaporation. So by using this concentrated milk, it's easy to put extra amounts of those protective substances into many favorite family dishes. Creamed meats and vegetables, gravies, custard, puddings, cream pies, to mention a few. And, of course, in place of cream for coffee. So start now to use Pet evaporated milk in the many ways it can be used to add extra nourishment to foods your family enjoys. Let Pet milk help to make 1952 a happy year for all of you. To Mrs. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista, today is the beginning of a bright new year, full of hopes, plans, and dreams. But to her husband, it's just another Tuesday. As we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, McGee, I wish you'd show a little more enthusiasm. This is the 1st of January, 1952. After all, this is a special day, you know.
What's so special about it? The sun came up this morning on schedule, and it'll go down this evening. Convicts don't slap a luxury tax on it. Getting steamed up about New Year's Day, that's a lot of squabble.
Well, now the rest of the world doesn't feel that way. Even the birds seem to be singing a little bit louder.
That's what I said. All this New Year's Day stuff is for the birds. Hand me one of them popcorn balls off the Christmas tree, will you?
Oh, dear. All you've done all day is eat. There aren't many popcorn balls left, either.
That's okay. I only want one. Watch it, though. I grabbed without looking a while ago and got what I thought was a popcorn ball and bit the rear end off a wax reindeer. Tasted horrible. Come on, give me one.
Well, hurry up and eat it, dearie. No. We should get started, you know. You promised.
Promised what? Oh, yeah. Go New Year's calling with you. Okay, I'll go, Sissy. In fact, I'm looking forward to visiting our friends today.
Well, that's a little New Year's spirit, anyhow.
Sure. Anybody that you call at their house on New Year's Day ought to serve some kind of refreshment. Man, I'm running kind of low on popcorn balls, too.
Look, sweetheart, you ought to make a New Year's resolution, not to...
Resolution. Pump. Not me, kiddo. The only reason people make resolutions anyhow is so they can break them the next day.
Oh, that isn't always true, McGee.
No, sometimes they break them the same day. Now, you take your Uncle Dennis when he was living with us. He comes up to me on New Year's Day and says, McGee, he says, I made a resolution I ain't never going to take another drink. And I says, Uncle Dennis, that's a fine resolution. You betcha it is, says he, whipping out a bottle. Let's drink to it.
Anyhow, I'm making some resolutions for myself. I've just written out a list.
Yeah?
Yes. The first one is lose some weight.
Oh.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to start watching my figure.
No, I've been watching. I've been watching your figure for years, baby, and you don't have to worry about it. Not a bit.
You don't think so?
No, sir. Your figure's fine. For your age. And weight.
Thank you, I think.
Well, why worry about it? My gosh, when a girl's been married as long as you have, baby, people don't expect her to have the figure she had as a girl. Hey, what you doing? Stretching out that resolution?
No. I'm stretching out the second one.
What's that, the second one?
Only have kind thoughts about McGee.
Oh.
Go get your hat now.
Okay, I'm...
Wait. Oh. Come in. Oh, hello, Ollie.
Well, hello, Mrs. McGee. Are you stopping to say Happy New Year?
Well, same to you, Ollie. We're just getting ready to go New Year's calling ourselves.
We were just talking about New Year's resolutions, Ollie. Did you make any?
Yes, Mrs. I resolved to took setting up exercises. I want to be like I was back in Sweden when I woke out in the gymnasium.
Oh? Were you an athletic boy?
Oh, sure. I used to hang some trapeze all morning and swing some parallel bars all afternoon.
Well.
My arms get used like iron, but there was one trouble.
What was that, Ollie?
My legs get so puny I had to walk on my hands. So starting now, I'm going to take setting up exercises every night.
Yeah, at night?
Sure, that's when my daughter Christina's boyfriend comes over and he's 8 days far.
Oh?
Well, long as I'm setting up guarding the groceries, I might as well be took and setting up exercises.
Say, Ollie, is this Christina's steady boyfriend, the one with all the knuckles?
That's the one, Mrs., the football player.
Oh, yeah.
Jumbo Stone, his name is. He's a quarterback with a fullback appetite. You know, Christmas night, we have 2 turkeys in the icebox. Jumbo Stone comes over, next morning, 2 carcasses.
Hmm. Young Stone polished off both birds, eh?
Yeah. And my missus says now she knows what the whole saying means, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Well, Happy New Year again, both you fellas.
Same to you.
Billy Mills, the orchestra, and Wonderful.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Happy New Year, Wimp.
Hello, folks. What a nice surprise this morning.
Thanks.
We decided to pay our friends a good old-fashioned New Year's call. Is Mrs. Wimple home?
No, Susan Face has gone to a meeting of her club.
Oh?
The Women's Institute for Civilized Husbands. Known for short as the Wicked.
Sounds like a worthwhile group.
Yeah. They're holding an election today, and Cutie Face expects to be made chief whip.
Oh?
I feel that she's the perfect choice. I gave her a lovely broom for Christmas.
Well, how sweet. Oh, I see you have some new things since we were here last, Mr. Wimple. That bookcase, for one.
Yeah, that's new.
Beautiful.
Cutie Face built it herself with her own big old hands.
My, that's remarkable.
She also built that coffee table.
Really? Well, it's lovely. And such a cute crocheted garter on it.
Yes. I do nice work too, don't I?
You run up that doily, Wimp?
Yes. Would you like to see some bath towels I crocheted, Mrs. McGee?
Oh.
One says, Cheers on it, and the other says, Cheers by courtesy of Cheers.
Some other day, Mr. Wimple, we have more calls to make.
Oh, you mustn't leave until I give you some refreshments. How about a slice of this fruitcake?
I'm afraid we have
time. Oh, sure, we got time. Pack off a hunk for me, Wimp.
All righty. I'd join you, but I need a New Year's resolution not to eat sweets and starches. Here's your treat.
A resolution? Boy, you don't catch me messing up my life. Hey, is that more food there on the table?
Yes. Just a little snack I fixed for you, say.
That's good.
Did you care for some potato salad on another plate? Say when.
No fooling, Wimp. That resolution stuff is for the peasants, you know? I ain't making any because the guy don't need them when he leads a good, normal, healthy, friendly, kindly, honest, sincere kind of life I lead. Boy, when?
Heavenly day. Honestly, McGee, I was ashamed of you. Did you have to make such a pig of yourself?
Where do you get that pig stuff? Did you ever see a pig eat potato salad and fruitcake?
Oh, you know what I mean. What about the ripe olives and the smoked oysters?
They weren't as good as that turkey sandwich, boy.
Oh,
hey, I hope the tribute won't come down to this house.
Happy New Year, Mr. Mayor.
Well, it's the McGee's. Come in. New Year's calling the Triv.
We're out seeing our friends, so we thought we might as well see you, too.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise. Another friend of yours is here, too.
Hello, Molly. Hiya, pal. Happy New Year.
Hi, Mr. Wilcox. The same to you.
Greetings, Junior.
Well, sit down, both of you.
Thanks.
It's great to relax with my friends a little. Spent most of the morning at the city council meeting where I delivered my annual New Year's address. I said, and I quote, Members of our city council, as mayor of Whistful Vista, I feel that our fair city will make great strides during this year of 1949. In my opinion...
This is 1952.
Good heavens. I've delivered that same speech for 4 years and forgotten to change the day.
You should make a New Year's resolution to write a new one for next year, Mr. Mayor.
Don't you start with resolutions, Junior. None of that stuff for me. I say it's a lot of poppycock, and I'm one poppy that ain't going to go off half cocked.
Silly stuff. Oh, now, wait a minute. There's nothing silly about it, pal. Okay. Everybody makes New Year's resolutions.
Why, certainly. I've resolved to give up cigars.
I've made a resolution myself.
As Julius Caesar said when the boys ganged up on him, that too, Brutal. Which means the party's getting rough.
Have to do, Mr. Wilcox?
To take more walks and get more fresh air.
That's a fine idea, Arlo.
Yes. Instead of walking to the market just once a day to buy a dozen cans of fed evaporated milk, I'll walk there 12 times a day and buy one can at a time.
You buy 12 cans of pet milk every day?
Well, of course. Doesn't everyone?
This may curdle your whole outlook on life. No, they doesn't.
Mr. Wilcox, what do you do with all those cans?
Why, I carry them around with me, Molly.
Huh?
When I eat in a restaurant, for instance, I always leave the waiter a can of pet milk for a tip, instead of just money.
The next time you go back, they can't find a table for you.
On the contrary, pal, they're eager to serve me.
Is that so?
Yes, you see, waiters are experts on food, and they know that pet milk is the secret of so many rich, nourishing, delicious-tasting dishes.
Mm.
They know that food cooked with pet evaporated milk is extra good, and extra good for you.
Good for you, Mr. Wilcox.
And then there are the little children.
Ah, yes, the little children.
I often see them outside a candy shop.
Yeah.
Their little noses pressed against the glass, yearning for the goodies they cannot buy.
Oh, yes.
I beckon them to me, and in each tiny hand I place a can of pet milk. A
But you never buy them in a can.
Oh, no. Certainly not. I'm sure they'd rather have Pet because they've heard their mothers say how Pet milk helps them to grow strong and tall. How it builds their little bodies into sturdy young manhood.
The girls, too?
And young women. How it helps them build straight bones and good sound teeth.
Someday, Junior, as you walk towards them little kiddies outside the candy store with the cans of Pet milk rattling around in your pocket, them little kiddies are going to look at you and say, Mr. Wilcox, you clink.
If I may interrupt this discussion a minute. How about some refreshments, Molly? Some cake? Some ice cream?
No, thanks, Mr. Mayor. We've been eating all day. One of us has.
I'll have a little, Homer.
Well, let's hold the dish, McGee. There's plenty of ice cream. Just say when.
Okay, boy, dish it up. The reason I get such a bang out of these resolutions you guys make, Latrivia, is on account of because I made a stack of them. Oh, I made them last year at 8 o'clock in the morning. And what time do you think I busted them? 10. I didn't say when, I said 10.
Oh, pardon me.
That stuff is okay for you guys that need to improve yourselves, but a guy that leads the kind of a good, normal, healthy, friendly, kindly, honest, sincere kind of life I lead, don't need him. When?
Sweet Genevieve.
Old-timer lives along here somewhere, doesn't he, dearie?
Next house, Jill. Hey, you know, Molly, this New Year's call is kind of fun.
Why, sure it is. Although you must have added 20 pounds since we left home.
Well, hello there, kids. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you, too, Mr. Old-timer.
Yeah, we're just out New Year's calling, Old-timer.
Well, come on in, kids. Come in, come in.
Thanks.
I'll have to excuse the look of my room, Doris. I'm messed up.
Cozy little joint you got here, Old-timer. If you can stand it.
May not be a castle, kid. Maybe the decor ain't exactly modern, but to me, it's a goat's nest.
Well, we can't stay but a minute. We just thought...
Hey, let me get the kid some refreshments. And every day you come, New Year's calling, how about a piece of cake?
No, thanks.
Now you're talking, boy. I'm starving.
Oh, this is wonderful cake, kid.
Good.
Bertie, you made it for me with her own two little heads. Her hands. Hand me that hammer and chisel, son.
Chisel? What kind of cake is it?
Pound cake, Doris. I'll pound you out a piece of it. And I sit down today to write out my New Year's resolution. I said...
Resolution? My gosh, you go for that bunk, too.
I've always been a great hand for New Year's resolutions, kid. Made my first one when I was just a child of 21.
21.
I said, and I quote, I hereby resolve to stop chasing after girls.
Chasing girls? Did you stick to it?
I sure did, Johnny. From that day on, I never chased another girl. Just women. Pass them all pound cake, kids. It's all for celebration. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Just wait. walking down the lane with you.
Find this whole thing very amusing, Molly, this New Year resolution routine. Even the old-timer goes for that stuff.
I think you'll find it's a pretty popular custom, though, dearie.
Not with me, it ain't, sissy. Just think for a minute how those guys have took all the fun out of life for themselves.
Well,
huh?
Now that...
Holy, take them setting up exercise.
He's ambitious.
Latrivia's giving up cigars.
He was smoking too much.
Wally Wimple's going to cut out sweets.
He gained a pound last
year. Wilcox is going to take a long walk in the fresh air every day.
It'll keep him healthy.
And even the old-timer going to bed early. Give me a slice of that fruitcake, will you?
Fruitcake?
Yeah.
Look, we're walking along Oak Street, Gary. I don't have any fruitcake.
In your purse.
In my purse?
Yeah. I put a few slices of fruitcake in your purse at Latrivia's house.
Oh, no.
Sure. Oh, I wrapped it up good, nice, in a napkin.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
No wonder this bag felt so heavy. Here, take it all out of here.
No, no, thanks. One piece is enough for now, Sissy. I'll ask you when I want another one. Oh, hey. By a strange coincidence, Doc Gamble's office is right here, Molly. Let's look in on the old boy.
Oh, this is a holiday, dearie. He won't be in his office today.
Don't you worry. He'll be in.
Well, look who's here. Happy New Year, Molly.
The same to you, Doctor.
And a jolly greeting to you even, my boy.
Happy 52, Pasco. What'd I tell you, Molly? While normal people are home resting up like they're supposed to, old Money Hungry here keeps his office open so he can get rich off of the sick and the wounded.
That's a terrible thing to say.
No, I'm just kidding, Doc. Personally, I regard you not only as a friend, but as a guy that he's the most prominent doctor in Whistle Vista.
Well, thank you, but I'm not really very prominent, I'm afraid.
Oh, sure you are, Doc. Why, my gosh, your stomach alone is as prominent as any other complete doctor.
McGee, you'd better move out of that glass house before you start throwing any rocks.
Oh, he doesn't bother me, Molly. I'm used to him. What did he do? Make a New Year's resolution to be more impossible than ever this year?
Ah, resolutions. Pass.
He didn't make any this year, Doctor.
No.
It is his contention that one needs no resolutions when one lives a good, normal, healthy, friendly, kindly, honest, sincere kind of life, Doctor.
Who?
Me!
I didn't recognize the description, Chiselhead.
Well, I've had a lot of laughs out of all the silly resolutions I've listened to so far, Fatso. I will say, however, that all the hosts that we've been guests of up to now have all had the courtesy to offer us some kind of refreshment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pig Nose. It was thoughtless of me. I have something here that a patient of mine brought me. A beautiful fruitcake. Fruitcake. Oh.
What's the matter? Something wrong, dear?
Well, look at his face.
Mm.
That's as pretty a two-tone green as I've ever seen. What's the matter, my boy?
No, I don't know, Doc. I just looked at that fruitcake and all. Oh, my stomach.
Oh, dear.
What's he been eating today, Molly? Besides fruitcake, cookies, candy, potato salad, smoked oysters, turkey, salted nuts, and 8 or 10 cigars.
Popcorn balls, Doctor.
Oh, that's just great. Take off your shirt, McGee.
Okay, Doc.
Oh. Is he wearing a life preserver under his undershirt, Molly? Oh, that's McGee.
Doctor, that is Christmas living.
Has he been getting any exercise?
Well, he's been striking a lot of matches. He likes his own cigars, you know.
You do any walking?
3 times a day, Doctor.
Oh.
The Davenport to the table and back to the Davenport.
Oh, yeah. What
there's a doubt, is it serious? Can you can tell me. I'll be brave. Hold my hand, Molly.
All right.
Oh, it's the life you've been living, my boy.
Oh.
Nothing drastic, but you'll have to mend your ways a little.
Anything, Doc, anything.
Oh.
What do I have to do?
Five simple things.
Yeah.
Simple. Molly, you see that he does them.
Right, Doctor.
No cigars. No sweets. Regular exercise. Get to bed early.
Oh.
And take a long walk every morning.
Oh. Happy New Year resolution, Siri.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Hibbert and Molly return in a moment. Since this is the day for resolutions, suppose you resolve in 1952 to have more delicious meals at lower cost. Not possible? Oh, yes, it is. When you use Pet evaporated milk. There are so many ways you can use Pet milk in place of foods that cost more. For breading chops and cutlets, for example, use Pet milk in place of eggs. In mashed potatoes, use Pet milk in place of butter. In your coffee, use Pet milk in place of cream. And in special whipped cream desserts, use low-cost Pet milk in place of expensive whipping cream. You can use Pet milk these many ways because it's a concentrated milk, concentrated to double richness by evaporation. And in every case, the food you fix with Pet milk will taste extra good and cost less. That's right, for Pet milk costs less generally than bottled milk or any other form of milk, and much, much less than cream. So in 1952, do as other good cooks do. Use Pet evaporated milk and enjoy better food at lower cost.
Yeah, yeah, I feel okay, I guess. Gee, I'm sure glad I got a chance to visit all our little friends before I got took sick.
Well, that's a very nice thought, dearie.
Yeah, it would have been awful if I'd have got took sick before I got a chance to eat all that swell turkey and potato salad and smoked oysters and fruitcake and popcorn balls and all that.
Rest, dearie. You need rest. Especially your mouth.
Okay. Good night.
Good night and Happy New Year, everyone.
The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Have you ever tried to change your whole life just by changing your looks? Well, that's what a young friend of Sally Carter's does with surprising results. In the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. And immediately following the story of the week, Mary Lee Taylor gives you the special husband-tested recipe of the week for a main dish that's a big hit with men, barbecued corn and meatballs. Be sure to enjoy Pet Milk's big double-feature Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning over this same NBC station.
This program was transcribed. Next, it's Playhouse on Broadway on NBC.